Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show. I am your host, Andres Ruiz. Unfortunately, today we do not have the Jonathan McClain, but we do have a substitute today. His name is Andres Ruiz. He is my son, and so he will be taking his place today. And usually John likes to start it off with a prayer, but since I'm not a pastor, I'm going to start it off with a little quote. And this is something that I shared with some of the youth this past week. And it says, by the great Les Brown, it says, "Don't let others' opinion of you become your reality." That's simple, because many times we allow other people to determine our reality by what they tell us. And when they give us their thoughts, when they give us their fears, and if we accept them, then they become our reality. But we must not allow that to consume our minds, to consume the actions that we take. So don't let anybody's opinion of you become your reality. The only real opinion of you that matters is your own. Okay. So yeah, that's the short, sweet, right to the point quote. And today we have some very special guests, some people that I have had the privilege of working with, and also became really good friends. I mean, amazing people that really are doing amazing things for the community. And we have Amy Bass, the executive director with PEP, and we also have alongside with her is Alejandra and Baltasar, who is the CARLET, the Drug-Free Communities Prevention Coordinator of the South Tucson Operation Prevention, Intervention, and Treatment Stop It Coalition in South Tucson. Wow, what a title. I love it. So welcome to the show. How are you guys feeling today?
We're doing great. Good to be here.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, so so just please, just tell us, I know that you guys have been having a bunch of amazing events, a lot of things that have been going on in what you do, and kind of like reflect back. You know, I know in April it was Alcohol Awareness Month, and how you had us and Matt speaking to checking in with Amy. You know, tell us a little bit about, you know, April Alcohol Awareness, and was, you know, there anything else that, you know, actually, yeah, just tell us a little bit about that Alcohol Awareness Month.
Thanks, Andres. So, we work on youth underage drinking prevention and drug use, drug misuse all year long. I mean, it's what we do, is trying to create communities that support youth, healthy development in families, with the primary goal of keeping kids from drinking and doing drugs, because we know what that does to people's lives. And so we do a lot of things in the community from different aspects, working directly with the kids or working with the businesses, working with other community organizations, law enforcement, schools, parents, everybody really, because everybody affects kids' lives. So the month of April was the Alcohol Awareness Month, and we talked previously when we were here about a lot of the things we were doing, and we had Matt on, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. It was amazing, teaching the power of parents, the power of youth, getting information out about the social host ordinance for parents. But we did something special after that. Excuse me. And one of the things we like to do is utilize what's called environmental strategies or best practice strategies. Okay. And when we do that, we look at the broader community and who do we bring in to try to affect the environment around the youth or the topic that we're addressing. Excuse me. Let me take a drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like, you know,
I should say a drink of coffee.
There you go.
Let me take a drink. It's Alcohol Awareness. Let me take
a
drink.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, so anyway, one of these is called the Responsible Beverage Server Training, RBST.
Okay.
And so what we do is we hire the professional trainers to come out, and we recruit businesses that serve and sell alcohol to go through the training. Now, managers, owners, they are required to have this training as part of their alcohol serving license.
Good.
not all the staff are, and it's a little expensive. I mean, it's a cost. It's not that much, but it's a mm-hmm. cost to the businesses. And so we look for businesses to partner with us and really support the goal of preventing underage drinking and then over-drinking, you know, because we know that if people drink too much, there's all kinds of consequences, mm-hmm. DUIs, et cetera. And so we were really pleased. We put this together, and we got some businesses to come out and participate in the training, and they learned things like how to spot a fake ID. So the fake IDs are really hard to catch. There's like all these little tricks and really? And holograms and all kinds of things in your ID that you probably never knew were there.
Mm-hmm.
And so they train about that. They train about like the proper serving and the timing. So knowing how somebody can handle their alcohol, and that's determined by their body weight. Mm. And so how many drinks they are serving you. And you might be thinking, why is the bartender ignoring me? I want another drink now. Mm-hmm. And they might be holding back just a little bit because they can see how much you're drinking and how fast. And it's up to them to be responsible, right?
Yeah.
So they don't want to overpour you, overserve mm-hmm. you. See, that can get them in trouble too, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So they're kind of paying attention to this. They check the IDs. Also, when you leave the establishment, they don't want to serve you a lot of alcohol and then you walk out the door and have a problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's timing of when they stop serving you. If somebody is going to leave, if they are, you know, too intoxicated,
mm-hmm.
say that you've had too many drinks and I can clearly see that you're in a danger zone, it is my responsibility as a server to try to get you a ride, not to drive.
Mm.
You know, and if I tell you, hey, you know, you need to chill out for, you know, a good 30 minutes or whatever before you leave, and you say, no, I'm fine, and I have an obligation to try to get you another, or, you know, can I call you a cab?
Mm.
Can I get you an Uber? And if you refuse it, and you walk out that door, it is not on the establishment because I have taken due diligence and done everything I can to protect you and the community by getting you a ride. So there's a lot of gray area in there, and you know, it's like a 3-hour training. There is a lot of stuff. I can only barely just give you a little glimpse of it,
mm-hmm.
but there's so much, and they are just sitting through the training, I was so impressed with the immense responsibility that these servers have basically people's lives in their hands.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. we applaud our liquor establishments when they send their employees to get trained.
Mm-hmm.
That is another level of protection for mm-hmm. the community. So mm-hmm. we were just really super pleased to have some people come out.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Green. Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you, we had Misha's. Mm-hmm. in South Tucson.
Mm,
so Alejandra works in the South Tucson community. And so the buffet, also they sent a server. We didn't have as many people as we had hoped. We had hoped to have like 25 people,
mm-hmm.
but we're going to do it again. And that's part of why we wanted to come on the radio,
mm-hmm.
to let any of the establishments know that if they would like to get this training for their servers, we will pay for it and provide it for free.
Okay, great, great. And when we get back, let's hear about that and how they can get that information. But this is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll be right back after this.
Action Print and Copy is a full-service print and copy shop offering quality products at affordable prices. Everything from black and white copies to large format color signage. Whether you're shopping on the web or in their centrally located shop on the corner of Prince and First Avenue, you'll find they have the best team in town, committed to providing great customer service, ready to help you meet your personal and professional goals. Call 520-829-3075 or go to printapc.com. Action Print and Copy.
If you want to sleep better, lose weight, get your life back, well, this FDA Clear technology will do just that. We guarantee you will lose 2 inches on your first session.
This comprehensive approach to weight loss allowed me to lose 40 pounds in less than 4 months. I feel great.
Call me now to book your first session.
Call us today for your health and weight loss assessment. 520-891-2882. 520-891-2882.
Roofs Are Hot provides excellent construction services for homes and businesses. When it comes to roofing projects, Roofs Are Hot has their processes down to a science. They use satellite imagery with measuring capabilities in order to help them estimate your project accurately without ever stepping on your roof. Roofs Are Hot provides you with options in order to help you make the best decision for your home. Contact Roofs Are Hot for your roofing needs at 520-314-7774 or go to roofsarehot.com now.
Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Andres, here with my dad, here with Amy and Alejandra.
Yes, the man of the hour. My goodness, man. Really, if you were not here, this show would not be possible. So, yeah, that's my son, Andres Ruiz. He is the man of the hour. Game 5. Oh, go ahead. What's up?
You've been doing the show for a while, so, and you didn't have me, so.
Yeah, okay. I'm just trying to give you some pointers, dude. But yeah, that's my son, and this is the Common Good Radio Show, and we're here with Amy Bass and Alejandra Baltazar, two amazing women who are making a big impact in the community, and I've had the privilege of meeting them and seeing what they do firsthand. So, you know, thank you for being here. And I know, Amy, you were mentioning a little bit about some events and with Michas. And tell us a little bit more, because we kind of went into the radio, into the commercial break. But I want you to just talk a little bit about what's coming up and how people can get involved.
Okay, great. So Alejandra is going to tell us all about all this great stuff that she's doing in South Tucson with the Stop It Coalition. But just to wrap it up with the responsible beverage server training. And just to say that we will continue to do this. We have a small grant that allows us to provide training for anybody who's selling and serving alcohol to get their certificate in the responsible beverage server training. It's required by the Arizona Department of Liquor License and Control.
Okay.
For owners. But I just want to take a moment to say that we were so pleased that the buffet sent somebody, so a great community partner. But since we're really focusing in on South Tucson today, I want to give kudos to Misha's Restaurant. Mm-hmm. Fabulous community partner and great food, by the way. Mm-hmm. If you haven't been there, you'll have to go check them out.
Yes, check them out.
2908 South 4th Avenue. You can tell the owner, Alec Franco, that you recognized him and his business, Misha's Restaurant, as a responsible beverage server organization.
Nice.
Business, and working with the South Tucson Operation Prevention Intervention and Treatment, the Stop It Coalition for Drug-Free Communities. So, like I said, we just really want to applaud and hold up this community champion. And we'll be going out there for lunch and a recognition. We're going to go give a presentation to them of appreciation at Misha's on the 17th of June. So 11:30, if you're there for lunch, you'll get to see them get their award.
Nice.
And thank you, Misha's, for helping us prevent underage drinking in the city of South Tucson.
Yeah, thank you for doing that, Misha's, because it's so important to have people that are responsible and that actually care when, you know, somebody's doing it, overdoing it. Hey, you got to stop them. I mean, I know you probably maybe want more business, but some people, you got to be like, hey, it's either the business or somebody's life. So
that's right. And they care. And that's the important thing. And that's what we're doing. And Alejandra has all the rest of it on South Tucson.
Yeah. So tell us, Alejandra, I've had the privilege of, meeting Alejandra, kind of working with the youth a little bit. But, tell us a little bit about, what you do and what's going on.
Thank you, Andres. It's so nice to see you. And thank you for all the collaboration and the partnership that we've had in the little time that I've been the coordinator for the Stop It Coalition. But I really want to emphasize that having the collaboration and partnership with other organizations in the city of South Tucson is just with one goal: to provide a safe and drug-free community for our youth of the city of South Tucson. We really want to see them, thrive in their lives. So coming all together with different sectors, like Amy mentioned, working with the law enforcement, youth-based organizations, and helping our kids grow in a drug-free community. And this is a support with all the community. I cannot do it myself as the coordinator. This involves the work with volunteers, community members, parents, schools, you name it. So we just want to really emphasize the work that it's done for the youth and with the youth, and how we are here to recruit any youth that it's, you know, interested in having fun this summer to hang out with us, to be part of the Be Free Pima Youth Coalition, to have the experience of being with other kids in their community, doing free activities. This program, I need to mention, it's all free for the youth. Mm-hmm. We have field trips coming up to the glue factory, who the kids will be making their own t-shirts.
Oh, cool.
The glue factory will also be providing buttons where they can create their own message and they can, you know, put it on their backpacks. Mm. All these things that they can do and join us in the Be Free Pima Coalition. We partner with different businesses as well. And Galeria Mitotera is having different monthly markets, night markets, mercaditos. So please check them out too, because they are a great supporter and a great, great mentors for our youth in the city of South Tucson. So yeah, we just wanted to really emphasize the work that we do and how we, you know, it's a collaboration with all the community. And yeah, if you would like to be part of this, you know, become a community champion, you can be part of our coalition in the city of South Tucson, and you can contact me and we can, you know, we have monthly meetings, we have different events, we have different field trips, we have organizations joining us to do this type of work for the youth, and like I said, with the goal for them to thrive in their lives.
That's beautiful. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I love how you're getting them involved with like field trips, and I mean, that's pretty cool to have them print out their own shirts, and then we'll you know, they are really good people. Mm-hmm. We've had them on the show, and they're doing a lot of great stuff for the community, and it's great to see like-minded people coming together for the same cause. You know, like, we're here to help the youth, make sure that the youth are taken care of, and that's exactly what you guys are doing. And so how can people get a hold of you, Alejandra? What's your telephone number? So
yeah, it's 520-336-6016. Okay. Again, it's 520-336-6016. And also, I wanted to mention that this summer, we will be having back-to-school events in the city of South Tucson.
Okay.
We will be announcing them once we have all the dates and times, but this is also part of the work that we do and how we partner with the Garden Kitchen, House of Neighborly Services, Galeria Mitotera, and like Amy mentioned, other, you know, even restaurants, and how they're doing their part in terms of preventing misuse of substances and preventing underage drinking for our youth in our community.
Love it. Love it. Yeah, this is awesome. And just in closing, like, you know, tell us, Amy, like, you know, if there's any space, you know, or anything like for, you know, that would benefit the youth or the families, tell us a little bit about that. Like, so.
Sure. I mean, I think Alejandra touched just a little bit on everything she's doing, because there's like not time in the day. I'm like, I can barely keep up with her. There's so much going on. There's so many opportunities. And South Tucson is a really small area, so it's like 1 square mile.
Yeah.
But the people are so passionate about all the stuff that we're doing and the collaborations. There's going to be a Tucson Youth and Peace Conference coming up, the back to school, the things at the Garden Kitchen, the YWCA, the House of Neighborly Service. There's so many partners. We actually met this morning and tried to figure out how can we have more time to do more stuff. And so, like, we're trying to figure out, and that's how much passion there is. So right now, Alejandra has this program, the Be Free Pima Youth Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
And youth between 12 and 17, or actually 18 if they want to be like mentors, they can be part of it. They can do field trips. We take them on trainings. They learn the life skills, the peer resistance, you know, like peer pressure resistance skills. They have fun. You guys put on a carnival a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They had all kinds of fun.
Love it. Awesome. Yeah.
Thank you to all our community members too.
Yes.
They are a big part of our efforts.
Love it, love it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, guys, this has been the Common Good Radio Show. Great having Amy and Alejandra. I appreciate you both of you. And we will be right back after this. Andres and Andres coming back.
Photography by Jonathan Arlia proudly provides portrait, event, real estate photography, and videography to the Tucson area. They're also Part 107 certified to fly drones commercially and provide high-end 3D virtual tours as well. Choosing Photography by Jonathan Arlia to capture your much-needed pictures will help yield the results you need in a friendly and easygoing collaboration. Visit their website at photography-ja.com or call 243-9571 today.
Gap Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at ibelieveinmyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to ibelieveinmyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Andres, here with my dad, here with Joseph.
Yes, that is the man of the hour, Andres Ruiz, Andres Guillermo Ruiz, and I am your co-host. I guess he's the main guy, the host of the day. And I'm Andres Ruiz here with Jonathan as well. You know, we have Jonathan here filming and doing his thing. We appreciate you, brother, for doing what you do. And today we have a very special guest, and I've known this man for quite some time. We've kind of like seen each other here and there. We've seen each other at events. We've seen each other. So yeah, it's kind of like, you know, we see each other and we know each other, and now we actually have the privilege of having him on the show.
Amen,
and,
brother.
Yeah, amen. And his name is Joseph Ketterer, and he is with Candle with the Cure. I like the name, by the way.
Thank you, brother.
Good stuff. And so yeah, man, thanks for being here. And I just want to, you know, get things started off with what is Candle with the Cure?
Well, Andre, thank you for that perfect introduction. I'm grateful. What Candle with the Cure is a candle company at heart. This is our base goal, is to provide light. And in the dissemination of that illumination, saturation of the space can be achieved with cannabidiol. I know a lot of people are starting to understand what this word is now. And so being able to just talk about it has been beneficial for so many people. People who are meditative and prayerful, who like to start the day in a calm, relaxing, peaceful space, can enjoy this candle and be beneficial to themselves simultaneously. I've lost 70 pounds myself. No longer need a CPAP.
Oh, wow.
I haven't needed a pharmaceutical medication since 2016. This is how my life has dynamically changed. It's been beautiful. I hadn't recognized something like this being possible in my life. You know how when you talked about believing in myself and starting your company to help motivate other people, because you found that in you, that personal incentive to drive and help others. This is what started my company. I watched my father pass away from ALS in 2009. And if you know anything about Lou Gehrig's disease, it is a crippling from the extremities until you suffocate to death because your diaphragm ceases operation. And so if I would have had this ability to apply this to him at that time, I know he'd still be here. So waking up every morning, praying in front of my candle, being with my family who aren't here on this planet anymore, knowing that they're listening and hearing everything that we're doing to help me help others who are in their same position. Because dying from those kind of ailments are humans' ability to absorb toxins and then digress because of those toxins is what helps MS and ALS be so deadly. It attacks the very functionality of the human being. CBD opens the potassium channel around the nerve's myelin sheath, allowing toxins to be flushed away. It is an apoptotic. If you don't know what this is, it's a doctor term for what happens to cancer when it no longer gets food or oxygen, and it becomes so small, it's excreted out of the body by a waste process. This is what I watched my stepfather go through, because he also opted to try to chemo his way out of cancer, and that stuff's made out of napalm, if you didn't know. Straight derivative of mustard gas. It is deadly. And the doctors will tell you, I'm not here to try to cure you. Because they know what it's made of. And they can't lie to you. This is their Hippocratic Oath. Because to do no harm while doing harm, to try to remove the harm, is harmful in and of itself. And if you look around, we're in a fentanyl / opium epidemic. A peaceful flower from 1917, November 11th. A doctor writing a little poem about a nice, pretty red plant. Him looking at it, knowing how much morphine he could make out of it. And this is the dilemma our country now finds itself in with a system of death. I look around and it hurts my heart. Because I went off to war to come home to watch my whole country be at war with itself. This is revolutionary to me. Peace in my life was achieved simply by hitting my knees. That's what provided this to me, God, because I didn't know that this is what I needed. Not had a clue. But today, I see it. I see where I am most needed. I have the Tucson Presidio de San Agustin asking my company to come in, sell products to the community, and pay back Tucson's Rio Nuevo debt with my taxes. I'm not from Tucson or Arizona. I find that as an honor and a privilege to be offered that. Because growing up in the middle of the country, in the heartland, knowing where we are now, I just want to see more love. And the way I can do that is to provide a product that provides a benefit to our health, so that when you wake up, you're not angry. You don't get in your car driving angry. You get to work and you're at peace. You leave work if you have been disrupted in any way in your day. Go home. Enjoy a bath bomb. Put some lotion on. Relax. Enjoy what was made by God for us. Because I didn't make the seed for the cannabis plant. It wasn't me. This was put here on the planet for us, for food. Genesis. All seed-bearing plants. This is its purpose. I use it today in a way that has completely changed my entire dynamic as a human being. You can ask a lot of my family. I've not always been this peaceable. Sometimes I'm still not. But I have a way to use something today that helps me remember why I'm doing this and how it's helped me so much. And so if you have any of these symptoms, depression, anxiety, PTSD, there is relief. You are not alone. If you need help or just someone to talk to, call me, 520-275-7457. I can relate. I've lost my dad to a devastating disease. I lost my little brother to a car wreck. I lost my stepfather to cancer. And I'm watching my entire country starting to lose itself, but we have hope.
Good stuff, man. Thank you for sharing that. And then we'll be right back after this. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission.
My heat and air were in a state of disrepair. heat is here and your air conditioner needs to be maintained properly to do battle. I'm Ron Arenas, the owner of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. With over 20 years serving the Tucson area, we know triple digits can't get you down if your AC is running right. Call Picture Rocks Cooling at 520-440-4069 to keep your AC in summer shape.
We like to say here at White Stallion Ranch, the personal touch and hospitality of a traditional dude ranch is carefully blended with the service and amenities of a fine resort. Our family's been here since 1965. Great place to ride, do our activities of e-biking, rock climbing, shooting, archery, and hiking, all on our 4 square miles of pristine Sonoran Desert on the north boundary of the national park. We offer several packages from everything included to getaway today, where you can sample our rooms, breakfast, and one activity.
The Common Good Radio Show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you been struggling lately? Maybe you've had trouble sleeping, difficulty in a relationship, or just suffering from low self-esteem. If so, then today's BetterHelp wants to help you. There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000 plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area. Special offer to Common Good listeners: get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/commongoodradio. That's betterhelp.com/commongoodradio.
Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Andres, here with my dad, here with Joseph.
Yes, 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 the man of the hour. Thank you, Andres.
Thanks, Andres.
Yeah, thank you for being here, and also thank you, Joseph, for being here. Very, very powerful stuff that you were talking about, man. I could feel you. I could feel the emotion of, you know, what you've gone through, you know, family. I mean, you've experienced a lot, and I can definitely see that you have a huge passion for this and what you're doing. So, you know, I really just, first of all, I want to acknowledge you for that, and I appreciate that about you, that I love when I see people who are very passionate about what they do, because I know what it's like to be passionate about what someone does. And, you know, you were talking a lot about, like, how all these products can benefit people, but, you know, I kind of want to talk a little bit more about that, and just talking about, like, who is this for, and, you know, tell us, like, you know, what other benefits people can have from using your products.
Absolutely. Any CBD is good, and this is what I've come to recognize in using it myself. Noticed people that benefit. My largest customer base is 50 and over.
Okay.
So, back problems, tennis elbows, golf shoulders, the regular occurrences of our body degrading over time, this helps alleviate that pain at the nerve. It's reducing the inflammation. It's main property is an anti-inflammatory. As it opens those nerves' potassium channels, it's reducing the inflammation of the nerve itself. This is fascinating stuff that's been researched for a very long time now. When they first derived these compounds from the plant was in Israel in the 60s.
Wow.
And we've known about it since before they started legalizing it. Knowing that the properties of it back in 1920, when it was one of the largest agricultural crops of our communities. And during the war, there was victory gardens. You had to grow an acre of hemp if you had an acre of land to cultivate on. That was a requirement. That was how they also paid their taxes.
Wow.
Hemp stamps. However much hemp you got is how many stamps you got, and that's how you paid back the government for your tax.
Oh, wow.
Because so much commodity is capable from this. It can help so many more people. This is the passion that I have to see next. Yes, moving in to a storefront is grand. Putting body parts back on people who have lost them from war is much more important. Because I can turn this fiber into an extruded resin that I can build any body part with it for less than you can find it through your insurance. And it's stronger because it's 5 times more strong as steel. This is the compound itself. It's the only thing that's got more strength than it is carbon nanotubes. That's it.
Wow.
This is also 200% more effective at capacitant storage energy than graphene. Mm. All of the lithium ion batteries are built with graphene and ion. And when you aren't doing that, you're not having to mine it. You're not having to kill our planet. We can cultivate it, remediate our soil, and sequester the CO2 from our atmosphere simultaneously. Mm. We need to have 1 million plants growing yesterday. Mm. But this is the dilemma with watching slow wheels of political might move as slow as they do. Mm-hmm. Only thing I can do is continue to pray that God motivates these people as much as he's motivated me to want to see the same changes I am attempting to bring to our community. Mm. When we're capable of retaining every bit of solar that's generated all day long and not lose a bit of it at night, what's that worth?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
How much is that of value to our society at large, when we're capable of transmitting energy as Tesla was, so that we can power Guatemala and indigent locations that don't have power right now, ambiently. That's the potential of this plant.
Mm.
This is what I know to be the possibility of the future when it's applied appropriately.
Wow. That's powerful. And yeah, I mean, all of these things that you're talking about, that it's just, this is natural. And I've heard a lot of things about, you know, CBD, and it's starting to come out more and more of, you know, just showing evidence that it is proven that it can heal and that it can be a better alternative.
Absolutely.
As opposed to, you know, other things. And I know I've heard people, you know, when they talk about this, that how it's changed their life, you know, and, you know, when you talk about like how people can heal their, you know, their shoulders or, you know, any other, you know, parts of their bodies or anything like that, like what have you seen from your personal experience that was really transformative to other people and yourself as well?
When my stepfather, Larry Hunt, was initially diagnosed with cancer, he had been intoxicating for 25 years, solid, till he had liver and descending colon cancer.
Mm.
They found it because of his lack of want to go at 2,900 CSA. That was his cancer count. That's how much he had in the system. It was ridiculous. He was almost gone.
Wow.
As soon as I found that out, I started putting my oil on him. And between then and the last count that they did on him before his passing, he was down to 32.
Oh, wow.
It was almost gone. And he had a KRAS gene that prevented the chemo from even working on his body.
Ooh, okay. So the chemo was not effective.
It just nuked his white blood cells. That's all that he got from that treatment.
Mm.
It had eradicated his bone marrow. But he was not in pain. And the only thing I was putting on him was CBD.
Mm.
Yeah. And that, to me, was profound. Because he would be in such severe pain, I'd rub his feet, and then he would just be relaxed.
Wow.
Because his body was using it to reduce the inflammation in his body.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And speaking of inflammation, I mean, I know that is something that is really causing a lot of problems nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, huge problems. I can't believe how much. And a lot of people, I don't know if maybe they're just not aware or what's going on, but
ask the psychologists and they'll tell you that it's usually a subroutine reaction to stressors.
Mm.
They don't even recognize that it's occurring because it's under a duress situation.
Mm.
And without that acknowledgement, there is no recognition.
Mm-hmm.
And once you realize that that is the primary culprit, fear, based pain, because your anxiety is high and you're just constantly in defense of a environment that wants to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
When you remove the harm from the environment and replace it with a benefit, your body does nothing but benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I've recognized in my mental cognition, my ability to articulate, my ability to connect with others and communicate on a level that actually makes sense to them. Because it's not, if I can understand it, that's great. Mm-hmm. But if I can't explain it in a way that you can understand, then I'm not doing you any good. And so if I can explain that you sit down for 30 minutes with a candle burning in your room and let it diffuse and then enjoy that time in a mindful, meditative state, I pray a rosary. This is my meditative state. Yours may be in your own way. However you find it is how you remove that stress. God comes in, opens that space and that void and says, here I am. Do not be afraid. You are with me always. This is the grace and peace that gets to be the primary that was the secondary. Because heightened fear and anxiety makes you less likely to be in a prayerful state unless you already were before. Mindful-based meditative practices work.
Yes.
And if you can put them into your routine, do it. If you can't find time, make it.
Yes.
Wake up 30 minutes earlier.
Yes, sir.
Wake up at 3 a.m. I don't care what time you got to wake up. Put your shoes under your bed and be ready to hit your knees and say, thank you, God, for another day breathing.
Yes, sir. I love that. Yeah, and I've been really practicing that a lot more where I wake up and I say, thank you, God. Today's going to be a great day.
Amen.
That's it. And
believe it.
And
that's
I believe it now because I continue to say it. I continue to preach it to myself and tell myself, today's going to be a great day. I watch my words because the words that we speak, whew, they become a reality. And a lot of people don't realize that. But, you know, also what we are consuming, whether it's what we're listening to, what we're watching, what we're eating, whatever it is, you know, tell us about like the factors that that has on the stress.
Absolutely.
You know, like tell us about that. What are your thoughts are?
Well, you eat fish.
Sometimes I eat fish.
I'll ask why.
I don't know. I just don't really eat
too
much.
I am a Catholic. I'm almost required to eat fish on Fridays during Lent. I can't now. Too many microplastics. We can't consume our own consumable foods that we once had available because of our own ability to toxify our surroundings at a deathly level. This is irrational, but it's reality. How do we stop the madness? We individually must stop the activity. So if we run around like chickens with our heads cut off, not knowing which direction we're going, yelling at everyone because they don't have the same unlikely point of view, how do we make an impact that's positive? Prayer. Prayer. This is how we make an impact that's positive. I get to teach kids from TUSD the history of candle making as a chandler at the Tucson Presidio.
Oh, I love that.
Fourth and fifth graders come in and they learn 10,000 BC to now.
That is awesome. And you know, just before we get going, what is your email? I mean, what is your website and your telephone number?
CandleWithTheCure.com.
Okay.
And at gmail.com.
Okay. And then your phone number,
real quick. 520-275-7457.
One more time.
520-275-7457.
This is the Common Good Radio Show. Have a wonderful day.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today.
My heat and air were in a state of disrepair.
The heat is here, and your air conditioner needs to be maintained properly to do battle. I'm Ron Arenas, the owner of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. With over 20 years serving the Tucson area, we know triple digits can't get you down if your AC is running right. Call Picture Rocks Cooling at 520-440-4069 to keep your AC in summer shape.
The Pima County Medical Examiner reported that 2019 drug overdose deaths were higher than any other accidental cause of deaths. So thank you for helping keep opioids and other prescription medications away from children in your home. If you'd like to learn about locking caps or lock boxes to keep your home RX safe, call the Pima County Community Prevention Coalition of PEP, Inc., 520-205-4781, and ask about our free medication lock caps and boxes.